This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Monday morning. Thanks so much for being with us. Hopefully everybody had a great weekend. We got some breaking news about 20 minutes ago, right before we came on the air, which we'll get to in just a minute. But good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? Yeah, dog. All good. Hopefully everybody had a great weekend. And now we're on this rainy Monday, but it is a big time in sports.
Raining news.
It is a definitely raining news. And it started last night about when it started raining. But, yes, it is what is it, legal tampering day in the NFL, which
sure.
Whatever that means,
sure.
Far as a lot of news. And then, you know, teams are trying to get under the cap. The Falcons are one of those teams having to make decisions. I thought, you know, and like you said, the breaking news came down just a second ago that they parted ways with, the captain of their football team, a longtime Falcon, and Grady Jarrett. Saving them $16 million. And as we left the show on Friday, we assumed that some news was going to be coming down. Now, this one, it was a toss-up either way. It was either going to be restructured because he wasn't going to play at that number.
Right.
He was not playing at that number. And it was probably a situation where they came to Grady, offered him something, and he was like, no.
Yeah, it seems to me that just the timeline of it, because we're about an hour away from the legal tampering period beginning, and then free agency starts in a couple of days. They spent all weekend probably talking about it.
Yep.
Obviously talking about other stuff too, but for it to take as long as it did, they could have cut Grady whenever. Like, they could have made this decision on Grady whenever. So they you know, took it down to the wire, and I would assume tried to negotiate a restructure or whatever it might be, pay decrease, whatever it might be, and they weren't able to come to an agreement. So ultimately, the two part ways, and Grady has now in his rearview mirror, a great 10-year run with the Falcons. I mean, he's one of the best players, certainly of this generation.
Yes.
One of the most productive players in franchise history. We'll fondly remember him both on the field and off the field as a leader and member of the community and all that stuff. Not to mention the fact that he's from here and all of that. But at the end of the day, it's business. And we talked about it on Friday. There's not that many moves that they really had that were going to free up a ton of money.
Right.
Just because there's not any big name, high price quarterback, wide receiver, edge rusher, whatever on the roster right now to restructure. They did extend Jake Matthews,
which I thought was great,
which is another level of compulsion.
Yes,
great for sure. We've talked for years now about what the plan after Jake Matthews is. We'll figure that out in a couple years from now, because Jake Matthews signed another 2-year extension, so he's going to be the left tackle of the Falcons until one of our sons can replace him.
He is a Falcon for life.
And everyone's life.
Yes.
This has been a long-ass time.
Yes.
And then they extended him again.
Yes.
So good. That's great. That's how you move some money around.
Yes.
But then the Grady move saves you $16 million against the cap. And that's a real number. Like, that's a real amount of money that you can go out and use to get you know, one of the better corners, or you can get into the market for an edge rusher. And we were talking about Dre Greenlaw as a potential at the, in the linebacker position. Like, now you're kind of at the table for some of these guys that you've heard of.
Yeah, you could probably make a run of them. The Jake Matthews, because one thing, organizations, they do it, but they prefer not to do it. They'd rather extend guys than restructure because of the implications down the road as far as when you restructure contracts and everything like that. So giving Jake, because you know he's going to be your guy, he's not the blind side protector anymore because you have a left side quarterback, but we know today in today's league you got to have two good tackles.
That's interesting. Does that even add a little longevity to his career? The fact that now he's kind of the off the blind side tackle.
It may have maybe 10 years ago, okay. But now with the teams having edge rushers on both sides and all those different things, no, because you got to have two good ones. And so, you know, like you said, the release of Grady gives you money to be able to maybe go get somebody as far as maybe spending or maybe even getting a contract done with somebody today as a possibility. One of those guys, impact starter. I thought about it because when I pulled in the parking deck is when I saw the news about Grady. It's like, okay, so, and it's something we mentioned, that, like, can you get rid of both of those guys? Can Onyemata be that veteran presence in there? I'm thinking more yes than not because it don't seem like you would get a lot of cap release if you did release him.
I wouldn't want to lose both.
You know, you want to lose both of those veterans in there because you have so many young, unproven players. But is there a D tackle out there now? So there's some shifting around, some guys, and we'll get more into the NFL No Huddle as far as guys being traded, interior guys from the Patriots to the Saints and vice versa, being re-signed. But yeah, I mean, this is it's one of those hard conversations I know organizations have to have with players like Grady and him coming off of an injury, not having his most productive year on the wrong side of 30. You know, the like you said, it's something that could have been happened, and it's something that they just want to keep working, and I'm sure they offered Grady something. Grady didn't like it, so I move on. And now he gets an opportunity for the first time in a decade to be a free agent, unrestricted, and maybe choose his destination. And if I'm him, after 10 years of playing here, I want to go to somewhere where I can play with a competent people around me and contend.
Yeah. I'd like to go get next to one of the best defensive tackles in football, play on into the playoffs, and see if I can't add a ring to the resume.
Yes.
I know who the replacement is, though. I already know who it is.
Who?
The guy they took in the second round last year.
He better be.
They traded up to get.
He better be.
We talked on Friday and for the last couple of weeks about how really, like, the most important part of the offseason for the Falcons is making sure all the guys you've drafted the last couple of years develop properly and can come in and help this team this coming year. Because even with this move, you still don't have, like, the most money to spend in free agency, and you're competing with other teams that also have money to offer these guys.
Yep.
Like, they got to pick you. You know what I mean? So and hopefully you can use this money to go make your defense better.
Everybody's all up and down the defense
line. But the best way you make your defense better is for the guys that are already here that you drafted, that you traded up the draft in some cases, in the case of Rukurororo, play and play well. Because if they don't, like,
it's a disaster.
You can move the money around and you can sign whoever. Like, they've signed free agents in the past. You got to hit on draft picks.
Yes.
Like, those guys have to play well. So, yeah, I know who the guy is. They drafted him last year.
And they know that, too. But the only thing is that he has to be that guy to go in and, because, first of all, like you said, you moved up to get him. There are no big-name guys out there. Now, Jonathan Allen is out there and guys like that, whatever, whatever. But, I mean, you need this young man, and they know this. And I saw some flashes that he can play. He just was hurt.
Sure, yeah.
You know? But he has to play in a major way because Grady, the one thing about what Grady did was Grady played, and he played a lot, meaning he played a lot of plays per game, and that's more or less because they didn't have any damn body to spell him. And now you got this young guy to come in and do his thing, but they're going to have to draft the interior defensive line. They're going to have to find some, you know, maybe not top-tier defensive line, but somebody that can go in and help in the rotation. But more importantly, you know, they got to rely on these young guys that are here, that are on the roster already to take that next step because you're relying on, because you can't go out and get a big-time defensive tackle. I don't know how good a defensive tackle free agent market is. I know there's a couple of kids out of Philadelphia, but ain't no way in the hell you in that tax bracket by what he's about to get. Williams, what he's about to get. But there are some dudes out there that you can come in rotational, but it's going to have to be a committee unless this kid out of Clemson is just who we should be when you took him.
Yeah. You replaced the guy from Clemson that played here for 10 years with the guy from Clemson you drafted last
who
year.
Who is bigger.
Bigger.
More athletic.
Higher draft pick.
Stronger.
Younger,
all these different things. But he ain't better. but not better.
Not right now.
Yeah, but not better.
But he needs to be.
But he needs to be.
He
needs it like that.
And that's the biggest part of all of it is, like, we talked about it last week. The thought process behind doing it, the benefit behind doing it, the money that you get. Like, the downside is more than just losing a franchise, you know, stalwart and a locker room presence. He's also your best defensive lineman.
Yes. Like,
and that, to me, no offense to him, given where he is in his career right now, is a criticism of everyone else on the defensive line. Mm-hmm. If it was Grady 6 years ago, well, yeah, of course Grady is your best defensive mm-hmm. lineman. He's one of the best interior defensive linemen in football.
Correct.
Not now. That's why you can. That's why you do this. That's why you're not comfortable paying him that money and moving on from him. He also still was your best guy.
Yeah.
So not only do you have needs that you needed this money to pay for, now you have another need, or maybe you don't. You slot these guys in there. I don't know. I don't know how they're dealing with it internally. I don't know how they view it internally. But I, you know, it's not a huge surprise that something happened with Grady. I guess, you know, in terms of the, if you were power ranking the things that would be surprising, just outright letting him go mm-hmm. and releasing him is maybe a little bit surprising, but they had to do something.
Yep.
And this is one of the few options they had in order to get some money back. And so they did.
And now it's time to go into free agency. And there's going to be a couple more moves. They're going to get some more money from certain guys. And I'm talking about more of a restructure than anything. I know some people are like, well, who else might
be? Are there
be?
Any other extension who, candidates?
I don't know.
We've done kind of the restructure guys. Okay. Everybody kind of knows who they are. But like, we didn't really forecast the Jake Matthews thing.
No.
It makes sense.
It does. It makes sense of all the guys.
Does anybody else
of all
like
the guys,
that?
Of all the guys up front, that makes sense to be able to extend him. I don't know if you extend Caleb Garrett. He's the only one I can think of because you don't have to extend Christian Lestrom.
Right, no.
You don't have to
extend. You can restructure.
You can restructure, but you don't have to extend him. Uh-huh. I can't think of anybody.
Me either.
I can't think of anybody. I mean, do you – no, that don't make sense because he's at a good number. It's like maybe Caden Ellis maybe extension, but I doubt that. They might try to find an upgrade this offseason. If you talk about Drake Greenlaw,
right.
Drake Greenlaw's better than all of them. Mm-hmm. But it don't seem like you need – but I hate when you say you don't need – that's not a must when you could put a guy like that in the middle of your damn defense.
Understood.
You know?
Understood.
You know?
I just – in terms of like – okay, you have like pretty good guys at linebacker.
Yeah.
You could upgrade him. That would be an upgrade.
Yes.
But you got, like, nothing at other spots.
Yeah, because
– like, you literally don't have
linebackers
corners.
Are great. You have a great linebacker, but a lot of them have good people in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's hard to be a great linebacker.
Playing behind that defensive line
it's hard to play, you know, when people are jumping when you know, and all those – that's always –
when the O-line's in your face in 1 second.
Yeah, yeah. But I think that, you know, there's going to be, you know, offensively, if they want to – extend anybody, it would probably be McGarrett. That's the only one I can think of.
Yeah.
Now, we got news over the weekend that, and it happened when we left, that the past week that the quarterback met with Arthur Blank, whatever discussion was, basically tell him, I don't want to be here.
Uh-huh.
Can you please do something so I can go be a starting quarterback somewhere? I don't know how that works out because as soon as I saw it, I tweeted, like, well, hey, Kurt, you want to move back that $10 million I owe you in a couple weeks?
Yeah.
Or something like that, or waive it, or something like that.
Help us out.
Help us out a little bit. Help us out, and we'll think about helping you out.
Yeah.
You know,
because you're allowed to restructure however you want. Like, Kirk can come off whatever part of that he wants.
Yeah.
Now, nothing in his history tells me he's coming off a darn thing.
Nope. But then you look at it, okay, he's made all this money, you know, and you want to be a starting quarterback. And there is probably a starting quarterback job out there for you.
If the price is right, Kirk Cousins will be the starting quarterback for another team.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I just don't think another team is trading to get it.
And so at this number, now they can work somebody. They can, you know, finagle some numbers and everything like that. Because he wants to be, as a quarterback, you want to be with your team as soon as possible.
Right.
You know what I mean? Especially if you're going to be a starter. You don't want to have to wait damn near until the summertime to be able to go in and play with a team. That's why today is important for a lot of these quarterbacks we'll talk about because I think the dominoes for the quarterback starts at noon.
I got a lot of thoughts on the way he's handled the post-season, off-season portion of his business.
Okay.
Kirk Cousins.
Okay.
A lot of meetings last week.
Yeah.
He was everywhere. He's big. Big man on whatever. We'll get back to that. We'll come back and get into what's trending. A lot went down this weekend. Obviously, NFL news. Hey, the Hawks beat the Pacers twice. Hell yeah. Thanks, Pascal Siakam.
What in the heezy?
Do you think he forgot?
Yeah.
Or did he just not know? All right, we'll come back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's trending here to kick off the show on a Monday morning? Josh Allen got a lot of money over the weekend. I know we'll keep you updated on everything going on with the Falcons. Obviously, Grady Jarrett was just released by the team, saving them $16 million, ending his decade-long tenure as an Atlanta Falcon. Anything else that happens over the course of the show, we'll update you immediately. The legal tampering period begins at noon today. Not a great day for Twitter to kind of be down.
Oh, yeah.
But it's down a couple different times today. So, yeah. I don't know. We'll find out one way or the other. There's a lot of ways to find out news. So, when we hear of anything the Falcons might be doing, we'll let you know. But the news of the day is that Grady Jarrett has been released, freeing up some money. The news of the weekend is that Josh Allen signed a contract extension worth a lot. The most important number is the guaranteed money.
Mm-hmm.
And now, 4 years later, somebody finally surpassed Deshaun Watson as far as guarantee upon signing.
Right.
$250 million guaranteed.
Well, I mean,
well done, Josh.
We talked about this last couple of weeks. Like, Josh is getting a new deal.
Yeah.
Sometime this offseason now.
It's crazy because there was still like 4 years left on it.
Yeah, they ripped it up.
Yeah.
They ripped up the contract and gave him a brand new contract. Well deserved. I thought, you know, when I saw the overall value as far as per year, which is this new thing that everybody's shooting for, give me the most money. I don't give a damn how much it averaged.
Yeah, he's going to get $250 million guaranteed.
Yeah, give me the most damn money. I don't care.
Per year is still less than Dak.
If it averages 40, but I got the most, I don't give a damn. But, yeah, that was the surprising part because of that average stuff that he was still $5 million under Dak, but whatever, he got more money. But I mean, coming off of his best season, MVP season, still think Lamar should have won it. But this is what going rate for guys like this. Now you look at some of the other guys that are in his same bracket. That's something we talked about on Thursday, like Jordan Love and Trevor Lawrence Justin Herbert.
Right. It's like, much more fitting for Josh Allen to have this money.
Yes. Yes.
But it's the quarterback market.
Yeah, it is, though.
One of those things in sports where it's like, well, you kind of got to.
Yeah, because you know when you don't have one, that's why I said at noon today, I mean, You know, you got Sam Darnold out there. Justin Fields is out there. I think those are the two ones right there. I think everything else falls after them with the Russ and Aaron and Daniel Jones and those guys. But yeah, when you good for Josh. Now they got to they got to give him another receiver. Mm-hmm. But Buffalo have been spending money. They went and signed a couple of their D tackles. Rousseau.
Greg Rousseau.
Yeah, so he got a nice deal. Really good young player out of Miami. And he's one of their guys also. And that's the main thing you always want to do as an organization. You want to sign your guys to these big ass deals because you drafted them, you developed them, and they fit what you want to do as far as your culture. So, yeah, Josh Allen getting this big deal, not surprised at all. And now you look at, you know, who's the next guy for one of those contracts.
Who is it? I mean,
Mahomes
just needs to go back to them at some point.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Hey, all these guys I'm better than keep getting more. So
I wouldn't be surprised if Pat got a new deal or something this offseason. But, I mean, the next one is Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy be the next one. Now, he ain't going to get nothing like this.
No.
Right?
He shouldn't.
Right?
I mean, again.
Like Brock Purdy.
I don't know how it all works.
Like Brock Purdy,
but he shouldn't.
Brock Purdy were like, he didn't tweet out like Micah Parsons did when Myles Garrett got his deal. Let's effing go. You know what I mean?
Because Micah knows.
Yeah, because Micah knows. Like, did Brock Purdy tweet that out?
Yeah. Although Brock Purdy would say, I've been in the Super Bowl. And
Josh Allen hasn't.
I took Patrick Mahomes to overtime in the Super Bowl. It's better than he did.
Yep. And I'm telling you, that would be some of my biggest selling points.
Yeah.
In my age of selling points right now.
I'm just saying from the standpoint of a neutral observer who just watches these quarterbacks,
yes.
Josh Allen's better than Brock Purdy.
Yes, he is.
I think that's fair to say.
It's really not close.
It's really not. It's really not. And that's why with Josh Allen, we talked about this for years now. It's like, they missed the window when he was cheap. But he's still him.
Yep.
And they're still great.
Yep.
So,
I remember when you said that, he's like, window. Josh freaking Allen.
Right.
When you have one of those guys, the window don't close.
They missed the rookie cheap window.
Yes, yes.
Now they got to win it with the expensive quarterback window. Yes. And again, like, they're going to be in it every single year. They got to retool and draft well and stuff around them. But, like, there's nothing that tells me that the Buffalo Bills aren't going to be good for the next, I don't know. How old is Josh Allen? 28?
Yep.
Say he can do this for 7 more years?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's a pretty good window. You know what I mean? You just got to get it right once, and then everything pays off. That's really all it is. What's the next biggest NFL thing that happened over the weekend? Josh Allen getting all that money. The next biggest is Myles Garrett.
Yeah, because I think Myles and his agent, Nicole, that's a bad gal there, boy. Woo, she does work for her clients. But I think it got to a point when we were having fun with, like, Haswell said he ain't meet with him. You're like, this is going to end bad. But then I think she probably sat down, Miles, they're not going to let you go. They're not going to let you go. Everybody around the league said, because it could have been thinking, well, what if we do this then? And Andrew Bear is like, no, we're not doing it. We're not moving Myles Garrett at all. And then it got to a point where, okay, they won't move him. All right, so then let's get a new contract then. And I don't want no regular contract. I want a contract. And he got a contract. And when you look at the numbers, he deserves it. He's arguably the best defensive player in the league. But for them to go Max Crosby just said it Wednesday, and he beat it.
He got to enjoy that for 48 hours.
Yeah, Miles beat it by a lot. $5 million is a whole lot when you're talking about being the highest paid ever or something.
Yeah, and that's how you you turn around from all the public stuff and the statement and wanting to meet with the owner and all that. All that goes away when you see that number.
Yes.
Like, well, you know what? On second thought, Cleveland's not so bad.
Yes.
I look good in brown.
Yeah.
And orange.
Yeah.
And whatever other colors.
Yeah, because, that was the thing.
You know what? I was being hasty.
You know what?
I was being a little hasty.
Yeah, all right.
You
know, no problem.
You guys
no
make a strong problem. Argument.
Yeah, no problem. 40, okay, I'll take that.
Here's what I'll say about the Browns, as bad of an organization as they are, and this is not like that complimentary, but whatever. At least they got him.
Yep.
They kept him.
They kept him.
Same thing with Deshaun Watson. Yeah. Like, it has been been a plane crash, okay? It's been an absolute disaster. But at least they got their guy.
I thought the same thing. Like, you're telling me that a 25-year-old superstar quarterback, I can get him?
Who would have known that it was going to go like this?
Who would have known everything else would have went the way it went?
Who would have known?
It was like, oh, he don't want to come. He's having reservations about coming here. I tell you what, give him this contract.
Yeah.
Go slide him that contract and tell him we're going to guarantee it all. I bet he come now.
Yeah.
Because he didn't want to go to damn Cleveland.
No, nobody does.
He didn't want to go to damn Cleveland.
But if you give him all that money.
If you give him all that money, what am I going to do?
That's what I'll say about them. They get their guy.
Yeah.
At least in these cases, they got their guy.
Yeah.
It never works.
Yeah, I'm like,
it never works.
See, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and get this money right now. But yeah, Miles is there. He's the face of their franchise. To me, it seems like they're all in at number two on Cam Ward. If Tennessee doesn't take him, it seems to me like they're all in.
Smart.
With the young quarterback, because I'm sure they had some conversations with
Miles. Maybe even trade up.
I'm sure they gave Miles some, you know, this is what we're thinking and all those different things.
Do you have to say any of that stuff if you offer that contract?
I think they said the quarterback thing, and then they offered that.
Okay.
Yeah. I think they were like, Miles like, okay, tell me what y'all going to do, Andrew.
Talk me into it.
I think we're right now honing in on one of the young quarterbacks at number two. Okay. So that gives you an opportunity. Okay. All right.
Great.
Okay. Well, I got to mean that I play with a rookie quarterback. Yeah.
Also. Forgot to mention this.
Yeah.
Oh, where do I sign?
Where do I damn sign?
All right. We'll get back to the NFL stuff in about 10 minutes as the offseason has begun. It's been insane. A lot has happened. The Falcons have even started participating in the craziness this morning. So we'll get back to that in about 10 minutes. The Hawks swept the Pacers home and home.
Yeah,
swept them. Now, no Haliburton either time. So what? Whatever. I don't care. Here's how it ended. Yeah, nice win. Back-to-back wins. Trey with a really good game. Had 26 in the first half. Looked like he might make it one of those historic nights. Right, I don't know. I'm not sure. And he kind of got tweaked at the end. And then you had Pascal Siakam forgetting the score.
Yeah.
They're down three. They come out of a timeout. Dyson Daniels is guarding him. Kind of shades him to the middle. And then Pascal Siakam just takes off for the rim. Doesn't pass it. Everyone on the Hawks is almost like dumbfounded. And they just kind of look at him and obviously let him score.
Yeah.
So he dunks the ball with like half a second left, and everybody's like, great, thanks for the win. Appreciate it.
But I think, sometimes I think when just a natural basketball instinct, I got a clear lane.
Right. Oh, dunk it.
Oh, dunk it. Oh, damn. He did three.
Oh, damn.
You know, so I'm assuming that's what it was we were talking before. I was like, that happened here. And you remember, the damn Dennis Schroeder.
Dennis Schroeder.
And then that's another one of Steve's calls that'll go down as one of the best as far as when Dennis laid the ball up.
Same situation.
Same damn situation.
They were down three to the Suns. Yep. They come out of a timeout. The lane clears and Dennis lays it
Dennis
out.
Lays
so he was
out.
Like, all right.
Yeah,
game over, I guess.
But good for the Hawks. I mean, they're winning games. They are 5.5 games back of the sixth. Obviously, they moved into seventh with that right there. I was having fun with you. I'm not sure, but I think they lead the division, right? Are they like the Atlantic?
If you paid me $100.
Is it the Atlantic?
I couldn't tell you what teams are in what division in the NBA.
Isn't it the Atlantic, though?
They're in the Southeast.
The Southeast. Okay, the Southeast.
And they lead it. They lead the Southeast.
So basically, it's kind of like the NFC South.
They do not lead the Atlantic. If they were in the Atlantic, they'd be a little ways out of first place.
That's Cleveland, right?
No, that's the Celtics and the Knicks.
Okay, the Celtics and the Knicks. So, they're
for $100 combined, we couldn't have told you who's in what division in the NBA.
Yeah, but I mean, they're like the Southeastern, right?
Yeah, the Southeastern Conference is the NFC South.
Okay, it's NFC South.
Problem is, you don't get anything for winning the conference. You can hang a banner.
Yeah. I mean, but banners are nice.
They literally have one where they just put the year on it if they win the conference.
I like banners.
Sorry, not the conference. If they win the division.
Yeah, I like banners.
I like how they handle it, though. Like, you don't need a new banner.
Yeah.
Just one banner, and you just add a year to it if you win the division.
Good for them, though. Hey, they were able, because we talked about it on Monday, the stretch. That we didn't know how
tough stretch. They went 3-2.
And they went 3-2.
They went 3-2. It is really good for them. All right. We'll come back and get back into everything that happened and is still continuing to happen in the NFL over the weekend. Falcons made the Jake Matthews move over the weekend to extend him. They made the Grady Jarrett move this morning to release him. And Kirk Cousins is taking meetings. So we'll talk about all that coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show. Andy and Randy with you here on a Monday morning. Thanks so much for being with us. Legal tampering begins in 20 minutes. Isn't that legal tampering in and of itself is kind of funny to call it that, but also like when we know it starts is also sort of funny.
I'll just tell you what's the
If you were legally allowed to do something illegal, what would it be?
Oh, man. No, I don't want to hurt nobody. I'd say probably like rob a bank or something.
I would just want to know financial stuff before it happens. Like insider trading, but it wouldn't be illegal.
I mean, definitely right there. But that's the crazy
thing. Give me some real tips.
Because Old job people get caught doing inside trades with my snitches.
I think that's right.
That's the only reason.
What do you think? I was thinking about this the other day because, like, White Lotus, right? You guys are watching that. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the dad's up to, but clearly he's going to get in trouble for something.
Yes.
What percentage of people do you think that, like, okay, this is the wrong question. Like, the amount of people that get in trouble for insider trading, mm-hmm. how many people do you think get away with it? Is it for every person that gets in trouble, one person gets away with it? For every person that gets in trouble, five people get away with it?
I would say for every person that's caught, I would say 100 people get away with it.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
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 I just, like, we hear about it, right? And, like, Martha Stewart goes to jail and stuff like that. But, like, there's so many people with beach houses on so many islands that got away with so much stuff. That's what I want to get away with.
Yeah, dog. Yeah,
nobody gets hurt.
Yeah, but those are the funny thing about those conversations is, like, you're like, why are you giving me this information?
Yeah.
It's like, that's always the first thing you always got to do when you get approached with those is that right there. Why are you giving me this information?
Do I believe you?
Yeah, exactly.
What are, how rich are you?
Because I'm telling you, I've been in those cars. It sounds good as hell, Bunk. You're like, oh, really?
I had a buddy during COVID who is very rich. Now, not because he did anything, but inherited a bunch of money from his dad, who was a tech guy with Bill Gates back in the day, so he's got a lot of money, trying to talk me into some NFT stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that seems dumb. Like, I don't know. Like, it's just a picture of a monkey. Like, why would you? He was like, trust me, it's the next thing.
Mm-hmm.
My instinct was correct.
Yeah, wasn't it? Exactly.
Not like I had any money to invest anyway.
Exactly.
But I was like, I don't know, man. You have money to burn.
Exactly.
If I, like, give you this money and I lose it.
And that's the thing about it. When you have, when you're not in the bracket of those people, like, they can lose what you put your capital in
and
don't
not
even bother
think about
you. And not even think
about it. Not missing a wink of sleep.
Not even think about it, man. But yeah. But no, I was thinking about the whole thing. We talk about the tampering. Like, if a contract comes down at 12:01, that's breaking. Isn't that breaking something? Like, don't no contract come together in 1 minute.
Right.
Especially the NFL contracts with all the stuff, because it's not just black and white, which is the number you see across. It's so many damn paragraphs. Like, first time I ever read my first NFL contract when I was a rookie, I was like, damn, what is all this crap? Escalator, bonuses here, incentives here. I mean, you're just sitting there like,
how many pages?
Where do I just sign
it? Yeah,
how about this?
Where's the part about the money?
Yeah, that's what I said. How about the yearly breakdown, and then it has two more pages of each yearly breakdown? Yeah. Like, hold on.
How many pages was it, would you say?
Oh, man, it had to be like 25 pages.
Really?
Man. Yeah, I was like, okay. I don't know no better. I'm just flipping through the pages. Where does it say signature? Where does it say signature and date?
And this is pre-DocuSign.
Yeah.
So you had to be, had to,
like,
be there.
I was like, where
it?
Does it say? Yeah, where does it say that at? Ah, okay, bam. Because one thing you don't want to do when you go up there to the, whenever you sign your contract, they take you up to the office and everything, and they lay it out for you. And then the GM is sitting there, GM, the cap guy, and they're just flipping pages. And they're like, initial their sign here. They're not going through.
What did I just sign?
That's why, because that was my first time. The second time I got it, I had my agent. Drew was there, actually, and he was going over everything. But, yeah, they flipping pages, initial sign right here, initial sign right here. They're like, well, what am I signing? You don't give a damn.
That's what you have Drew for.
You've been broke for 22 years.
You've been broke for
22 damn years.
All I got to do is initial 25 pages and sign my signature and I'm not broke anymore?
Yeah.
Let's expedite the process.
Let's get to this thing.
But that's what Drew's job is, to read all that stuff and make sure it's all on the up and up.
But yeah, that was a funny thing. But yeah, the 1101 multi-year deal, like, really?
Well, that was illegal tampering.
That was illegal tampering taking place.
Yeah.
But it happened. It happens. Just like the illegal. Yeah. Don't believe these rich folks don't got nobody like, hey, psst, come here. Hey, I got something for you.
Here's what's going to happen.
Don't tell nobody I told you. And then your ass automatically going to go tell your boy.
Sure.
Yeah, you know, because, like, you don't want to get rich by yourself, which I don't understand why people wouldn't. I don't want to tell him. I want to keep it all to my damn self. Yeah, I want to keep it to my damn self, because the more people you let in on this, the more likely you're going to get caught.
The more likely it is they're going to tell.
The more likely you're going to get caught if you keep on letting everybody in on your lick.
There's your little PSA for insider trading today, all right? Keep it to yourself.
Yeah, keep it to your damn self.
And only take tips from people that you trust.
Yes.
All right, so a lot went down over the weekend, obviously, just to get you updated if you're just joining us right now. The first thing the Falcons did was re-sign their long snapper.
Yes,
so that happened.
Four-year deal.
The second thing they did was extend Jake Matthews.
Two-year 45.
Two-year 45. by doing that, they can move some of the money that was supposed to be on his contract for 2025, signing bonus, move it back. That got them under the number. That was all they actually had to do, by the way, to get underneath the salary cap number, that $5 million that they were over by whatever it is, by Wednesday at noon or 4 or whatever the league year is. But then they kind of did the big thing, the thing that we had hinted at for a couple of weeks. I think the biggest money move that they really had, which was to move on from Grady Jarrett. They did that this morning. Grady Jarrett is no longer an Atlanta Falcon. He's going to be a free agent when free agency begins. And my guess would be that he signs somewhere where he thinks he can win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, I don't think Grady comes back.
No.
I don't think Grady comes back to be the Falcon.
If Grady was going to come back, they probably would have been able to make
They probably would have made it work. And I'm sure they offered something, and it just wasn't to his liking. And he decided, you know, I'd rather be somewhere else. You laid it out. I mean, dude's played for three head coaches. I mean, they haven't done anything as an organization. Like, you were at the highest of highs, and he played his ass off in that Super Bowl.
Yep, three
sacks. And you haven't been nowhere near that since then. And since then, you've been through three damn head coaches.
Mm-hmm. Two general managers,
you know. And
five quarterbacks.
And now it's time for you to go ahead and play with somebody, play with guys that are up to your level and everything like that. And good for Grady getting the opportunity to go back out there and see if he can find a way to get a ring. And hopefully, because he'll always be a Falcon.
Yeah.
He's going to have his – I know they don't retire jerseys and everything, but he'll be wherever Matt Ryan and dudes
are. Yeah, his name will be in the ring.
Yeah, his name will definitely be there. And and you move on, and now if you're the Falcons, you got money, and now you have to, because the new salary cap doesn't go into effect until Wednesday,
right?
And so the money you have now included with that money right there,
So the money that the Jake thing was able to free up, plus the 16 you just got from Grady off the cap next year, plus the 21 whatever it is that goes up in the cap next year, plus whatever you do over the next couple of days, which I assume will be a little bit more stuff. Restructuring some guys that are on contracts currently.
Yeah.
Maybe there's an extension. Caleb McGarry was a name that you threw out there earlier. Maybe that happens. Whatever. Like, there's some more buttons they can press to try to get as much money as they can to go to the market on Wednesday when free agency begins. Obviously, you'd like to have it as soon as possible now.
Yeah. So
because legal tampering starts in 15 minutes.
So you can go ahead and get to start talking
to these guys.
Yeah. So you can go ahead and get and start making some roster moves and everything like that, because you need game changers. You need, you know what I mean? You need some damn talented. If you're going to go out here this first day, you know, and the one thing about free agency, and Drew Dahlman's going to be the beneficiary of it, and I love it for him, is that good players are going to get great money.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's always the case when you're in the free agency market. You're young, you're available, and you could play. You're not a scrub or anything. Like, I was in a situation where on a team, we played a average player great money. We made him highest paid player at his position because he was the only one, and we were desperate. We needed we needed somebody to fill that void because you lost your longtime guy who was there, who was the stalwart, and then all of a sudden he retires. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh, hell, what are we going to do? And I've seen that. So that's going to happen. I'm not saying that's Dahlman or anything. Just using that as an example.
Maybe some of this maneuvering is to keep him.
And that's going to be the next thing. Could that be a sign that you go out there and re-sign your starting center who you're familiar with, who is a good player? And, you know, if I'm Drew Dahlman, I ain't signing nothing yet.
No.
I ain't signing nothing yet.
No, let the process play out.
Let the bidding war start. There's no way in hell if the Falcons come to me with a contract right now, I'm signing.
You want to talk
because
about
it. Because think about it, it ain't going nowhere.
No, there's going to be – there's so many teams because of just the position in and of itself.
Yes.
The offense that he came up in that is run across the league.
Yes.
Like, retirements? Like, what a perfect
– Yeah.
He already was in a perfect spot.
Now two centers.
And now two big centers retired?
Yes.
Dude, Drew Dahlman's got a horseshoe up his ass. What a lucky guy. But he's timed out perfect.
It did. He must be a good dude.
He must be living right.
He is, man. But I'm just saying, like, he's in a perfect spot where you sit back and just chill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead and bid for him
and everything like that. But the money is out there, you know, and we know the guys that are going to go soon. I think the biggest domino is any damn free agency draft, whatever you want to talk about, the NFL, all the quarterbacks.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's going to be some movement right now. And a lot of times when you're looking at teams who need quarterbacks, you're waiting to see from this guy, because there's no way you would have told me that maybe Justin Fields is holding up other quarterbacks to get a job, but it kind of is.
Do you want to do about 5 minutes right now, and then we'll get back into an NFL in the Huddle in 10 minutes? Do you want to do the other quarterback dominoes that fell over the weekend,
or
do you want to do this quarterback that's still here that was taking meetings last week?
We can do here.
Okay.
All right.
So Kirk Cousins, still here.
Yes.
And you know, probably will be all the way up until right before the 17th. Mm-hmm. I'm still of that belief. Mm-hmm. Still don't think he's going to be the quarterback here. It seems like he kind of bought what they were selling, though, because he asked to have a meeting with Arthur Blank.
He did.
We find this out over the weekend that that Kirk Cousins tried to get did what he did in the Super Bowl week and then kind of went away. And then all the guys go to the combine. And they're like, yeah, no, nothing's changed. We're backup quarterback, whatever. And he's like, oh, all right, I guess it didn't work. I guess my little public media play didn't work. They're gonna keep me. So he asked for a meeting with Arthur Blank. And reportedly in the meeting, he asked to be traded to a team where he can be a starter.
Right.
I think he did it backwards.
Yes.
I think he did like the strong arm thing first and tried to get cut. Which, all right, I guess, and then it didn't work, and then he tried to maybe take the meeting first. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Meet with the owner 3 weeks ago, avoid all this stupid public nonsense, and try to handle it that way. And then if it doesn't work, then start playing the public relations
right.
game. He went the other direction for whatever reason, and now I'm interested to see what happens, because that kind of makes it really seem like Terry Fontenot and these guys are telling the truth.
Yeah, man, and the one thing about what Kurt did was Kurt pissed off the wrong guy. Because I got 10. I can give you that 10 million. That's fine. I know you want something more than...
Who did he make that?
He pissed off the dude who writes the checks.
Okay.
I'll give you this 10 million. I know you want something more than that $10 million. Mm-hmm. You got plenty of damn money. You want to be a starting quarterback. And your only way you can be a starting quarterback is if we allow you to be one.
Right.
All right? Now, we were having fun with the fans and talking about the pettiness and all that. That's a different type of petty because he writes the damn checks. Mm-hmm. And he's like, all right, fine. Because the one thing that he needs to do is not make that decision for the organization. You let Terry and Raheem make that decision. Now, you back them either way it goes, but you let them make the decision. You don't ultimately while I'm saying that, Arthur Blake, if he wants him cut, he's going to be cut. If he wants him to stay, he wants him to stay, meaning he can override anything they say. But let your football people do the football stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah, let your football people, and if they look at it from this standpoint, which I still don't understand why they would, outside of just being petty, to keep him, then let them do it.
Right.
I still don't believe it.
I don't
But at the same time, did this conversation come to the fact where Mr. Blank told him about that 10 mil? Waive it. Let's restructure something. Get this market, this number down. Because if you can restructure to a point where a team finds his number friendly, maybe you could trade him.
Then maybe you can.
Then maybe you can trade him.
And maybe the fact that he's going to these lengths to try to get traded gives you some leverage that you did not otherwise have.
Right.
Right? Like, he's so desperate to try to get out of here. All right, well, help us. Yeah. Help us make it a little easier. Maybe there is a restructure possibility, and then you can move the money a little bit easier. I just feel like, at this point, like, this did nothing to me other than, like, final nail in the coffin cement the fact that this dude's not here next year. Like, he tried to go around him and play the media game to get cut. Now he's trying to go over their heads to go meet with the owner and have him step in and take care of it. Like
nobody wants... Like,
Terry Fontenot cannot keep this guy here.
No, nobody wants him.
He's trying to get away from you in all of the ways that he possibly can. He went over your head to talk to the owner?
He did.
All right.
Yeah.
Like...
Yeah. But
you got this guy's got to go.
Yeah, but at the same time, you know, if you're not getting what you want and if you can hold out, because, again, the bonus ain't due till next week, which is... The craziest thing ever.
Yeah, a week from today.
Yeah, so it's not due to next week. So you can just sit on him. You can sit on him because that's the thing about it. He knows what he wants to be a starting quarterback. And I'm sure if there's a way, and I do not know the contract rules and all that, he can waive stuff and maybe do some stuff to be like, okay, I've done all this for y'all. Because he'll make it seem like he's doing them a favor. You know, I'm doing you a solid here.
Great.
I'm not taking all the money. I'm doing you a solid to be able to get to where I want to go. Because there's no secret where he wants to go. He wants to go to Cleveland. Mm-hmm. I would, too. I had my best year with this guy. And unlike here in Atlanta, they're going to actually let me do what I do best. they're going to let me play the quarterback position how I played my entire freaking career until I got here. You know? That's what's going to happen.
Week one lined up in the pistol?
Yeah.
That's 40 times?
That's going to happen. I'm going to get to play the quarterback position how I've always played it until I came to this damn place. Mm. But, yeah, he went over. He did some slick crap. And the Falcons did not budge. They didn't budge. They didn't act like me. You're like, we got to get the hell out of here.
Because that's what I would have done.
Because that's what I would have done.
Which is probably why they are doing it and
yes,
we're not.
Exactly.
That's
why they paid them to do that.
Now, again, if they just cut him eventually anyway, then what would the difference
what
have
would
been?
Be?
You know what I mean? Because my whole thing was no one's going to trade for him anyway unless there's some sort of, like you just talked about, there's some sort of, you know, contract massaging that can take place to make it a little easier for another team, maybe whatever it is. What in Kirk Cousins' history says – take
nothing,
less.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing at all.
The one thing I'll say, you know, I'm no great fan of Kirk Cousins. He's very good at getting all the money.
He is.
He's been very good at getting all the money. Very good at it.
Ain't mad at him.
No, not for that. Other things, not my favorite, but it is what it is. Won't be our problem for much longer. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an NFL no huddle. Kick off the noon hour. The other quarterback news that happened over the weekend, which there was quite a bit of, including a big-time trade. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.